Hi, this is Ben Trefney, news director at KALW. We're in a membership drive right now. You can support what we do. More than 70% of our funding comes from listeners like you. Please go to donate at kalw.org, click it, and keep these stories coming. Thank you.
KALW.
This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba here with Jen Chien and Janae Darden. So you two have a great live event coming up this Sunday. It's a party, it's a show, it's a community forum all in one. Remind us where and what time folks can come around.
Okay, so we want to see people there this Sunday evening starting at 6 with a reception, and that'll be co-hosted by Youth Radio and Third Coast International Audio Festival. Mm. Now the show starts at 7, so remember reception at 6, show at 7, and we'll have multimedia storytelling from us and our partners that you've heard about, like Oakland Voices and East Oakland Youth Development Center, plus this cool new project called El Tipino, which is a community-driven news initiative for Spanish language speakers in Oakland. And we're going to have live music from this fresh, talented young band called Oakland Future Trio.
And Jen, you interviewed them this week.
That's right. They came in. The band, it's made up of Ari Carpenter, Caleb Sanko, and Makai Woodley. They were so fun to talk to and so young to talk to. Two of them are 19. One of them is 18. They're just a year out of high school. They were in the jazz program together at the Oakland School of the Arts, or OSA. But even before that, they've been best friends since seventh grade. So they had just this great rapport. It was mm-hmm. really a fun interview. Mm-hmm. So this is the Oakland Future Trio in this edition of our series, Bay Area Beats.
I'm Ari Carpenter from the Oakland Future Trio. I play bass.
Caleb, I play piano, also rap and sing.
My name is Makai, and I play drums for the Oakland Future Trio. So I started playing music when I was 8, and it was because my upstairs neighbor played drums, and she played in the church, so she just offered to teach me, and then from there, I went to Westlake Middle School and been playing ever since, playing the band program over there. I think I like the role drums play, because like in church, you know what I mean? Like it was always super loud, and I still don't even know really what drew me to play drums, but like, because I played other instruments as well, but then I stopped playing those to play drums.
When I started playing, I was like banging. I used to like be in the kitchen and I used to like flip like tubs upside down and use like forks to play drums. But I first started playing music when I was 5 and I played drums in church. And then after that, my grandma saw me banging on her piano and then she signed me up for piano lessons. I didn't really like it that much. But then I started loving piano when I went to like middle school and stuff. I felt I had a community.
I first started playing music when I was very young because my mom was a music teacher. But I didn't really get serious until I had went to this rock band camp and started playing drums. And then I went to middle school and picked up the bass and guitar, and then that felt right for me.
We met in middle school. I don't think any of us actually remember how it happened, but at one point we just decided to meet up on Wednesdays, jam out, you know. And then our teacher saw us and he was like, "You guys sound pretty good." He got us a couple of gigs and then it went from there.
What initially drew me to jazz was because that's what my grandparents listened to. So it was just kind of like, okay, getting to experience that. And then we had the jazz program, which kind of helped me figure out more about jazz. And then later on, once I did figure out more and kind of understood it more, what kept me there was the relatability and like just the feeling of a lot of it. Like with all music, like you have music you don't like, but like the jazz that I find myself really enjoying isn't the stuff with the crazy harmonies and crazy, just the stuff that's really like, it's gonna sound weird to say, but human, you know what I mean?
what really attracted me to it was the freedom in it, how you could have four people that didn't know each other come to a show or a gig or a jam session, call a tune, and have it sound just perfect, like, you know, without having to do any practice or rehearsal or anything. And what keeps me playing is that it's a good way to express myself and meet other musicians and stuff like that.
I feel like jazz is never gonna die because jazz is so, like, it's complicated harmony and really interesting melodies. It's always, like, that's what I initially, I think, had drawn me into jazz, was hearing, like, Bill Evans and hearing, like, Miles Davis, people that just, I hadn't heard that type of music before being, like, a younger person. But now, like, understanding that that's never going to change. Like, there's still artists coming out where they'll write some chord changes that'll still kind of mess your head up a little bit where you'd be like, whoa, that sounds crazy. Right now, I think our music is becoming us more because we had sort of came up through the high school, middle school jazz program where you play a bunch of standards and they're like, you need to learn all the greats and you need to learn the names of the records and you need to learn, you know, you need to study. And I think our music reflected that for a while, but now we're doing a lot more composition and individual kind of exploration. I think it's more expressive and it feels better.
I think that as we're all growing, like, musically, so, like, when it comes time to figure out new material to play, everybody's bringing in different things that they didn't recommend before, you know what I mean? So you're like, oh, that's tight that you're playing, or you're listening to that, checking that out. I feel like as everybody's finding kind of what else they like to do on the outside, they're also finding their sound.
We all have our own identity. We all dress pretty different. We all look pretty different. We're all from different walks of life.
I don't know if that's like, I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think that's I personally get along with people who are more different than like me.
Personally, I like all colors of the rainbow. I like all flavors of the gumbo.
We were definitely all friends before we were bandmates.
That's still a very important part, I think, of just what we do when we hang out.
We just have a vibe that's hard to recreate. When we're not doing somebody's event, when it's just us hosting it, the biggest compliment is, like, I love your guys' vibe.
I feel like we've known each other for so long and grown up through the same experiences. I think that comes through in our music, too, even though it's instrumental, there are no lyrics. But people will look at us and we'll be laughing and just, like, kind of having a good time rather than trying to be super serious. And I think people can feel that, and that's due to our friendship outside of the band, you know?
That was Ari Carpenter, Caleb Sanko, and Makai Woodley, the Oakland Future Trio. That piece was produced by Jackie Sojiko. Oakland Future Trio will be playing live at KALW's event on Sunday evening, Sights and Sounds of East Oakland Live. Woo-hoo. That's at Red Bay Coffee in the Fruitvale District. Find all the information at kalw.org. Thank you to Janae Darden and Jen Chien for hanging out today and talking about Sights and Sounds of East Oakland.
Yeah,
thank you so much. I hope folks can make it out.
Yes.
All right. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.